March 2, 1931, how offering the sacrifice of the saints doubles the glory. The divine will has the resurrective virtue. One who does the divine will acquires the rights to the divine goods. I was continuing my acts in the divine will, and I kept offering the sacrifices that the saints of the Old Testament did, those of my celestial mama, all the sacrifices of my beloved Jesus, and so on with all the rest. The divine will placed them all in order for me, before my mind, and I kept offering them as the most beautiful homage to my Creator. But while I was doing this, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, there is not one thing suffered and done by all the saints of the history of the world, in which my will has not had its part, making itself actor and concurrent with strength, with help, with support for that sacrifice or work that they did. Now, the soul, by offering them to God as homage of glory, calls back the memory of that sacrifice and work, and my divine will recognizes what, from its own, it placed in those acts, and it gives the virtue of doubling the glory of that sacrifice, for God and for the one who had the good of sacrificing and operating in order to fulfill my divine will. True good never ceases, either in heaven or on earth. It is enough for a creature to remember it and offer it, that the glory in heaven is renewed and the effects of that good descend upon earth for the good of creatures. Therefore, the life of true good is not subject to dying. In fact, who is the life of my church? Who nourishes her and acts as her teacher, if not the brief course of my life down here? I can say that they are my pains that sustain her, they are my doctrines that instruct her, they are the sacraments that nourish her. So, all the good that I did not die, but remained with the fullness of life in life that vivifies, preserves, nourishes and grows continuously, and gives itself to whoever wants it. And as the creature remembers, she already places herself in relationship with my goods. And as she keeps offering them, they redouble, to give themselves to her. And I feel the glory of what I did for love of creatures being redoubled. More so, since one who operates in my divine will acquires the resurrective virtue. As the soul keeps doing her acts, her offerings in it, my fiat runs to place in them the seed of light, and its light possesses the virtue of rising in each instant and act. It seems like the sun, that rises for each little plant, for each flower. In fact, it does not give the same thing to all. As if it were rising for each one, it gives one effect to the little plant, one color to the flower and colors distinct one from the other. Such are the acts done in my divine will. They expose themselves to the rays of my divine sun, and receive from it the seed of light, that makes rise in each act of creature such varieties of beauties and distinct colors, and one act calls for another to rise. So, one who lives in my will, with the resurrective seed of my light, gives me always new things, and she is always an act of rising again continuously in the love, in the glory and in the very life of her Creator. Then, I continued my acts in the divine will. I wanted to embrace everything in order to place in each created thing my adoration, my love, my gratitude to He who had loved me so much and had created so many things for love of me. And my sweet Jesus added, "Good daughter, for one who lives in my divine will and operates in it, the love of my fiat is so great in seeing the littleness of the creature going around in all created things to place in them her little acts, to say that she not only loves this divine will, but wants to recognize all its acts as many pledges of love. Love makes more love arise, and my will gives the rights to the soul in the divine goods. So, each act that the creature does is a right that she acquires in the properties of her Creator. It happens that, by right, she feels herself being loved by the Supreme Being, because she has placed her love in the eternal love and has acquired the right to be loved. The love of the creature and the divine love have fused together and, on both sides, they feel the right to love each other. By right she enjoys the light of the sun. By right she breathes the air, drinks the water, feeds herself with the fruits of the earth, and so with all the rest. And, oh, the great difference of one who takes, with rights, the divine goods. This one can be called daughter, while the others can be called servants. And the creature with these rights gives us the love of our child, love of disinterest, love that says true love. Therefore, live always in my will, that you may feel within yourself, and enjoy, all the love of the divine paternity. Fiat.